Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and fresh off the Love Train, welcoming you to the second hour of our fall back and election edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Online or Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World and check out all the great videos and pictures and animal stories that I post. And gosh, there's some good stuff this week. There's a really cute animals can be so cute. There's a really cute yellow lab that is very picky and won't eat the food unless it's dipped, you know, and he's, okay, it's just hysterical. So that's the first one up. And then, do you know the difference between crows and ravens? There's a great little post and photograph of each and the differences between the two. It's very cool. Oh, and then the diva golden retriever that can't stop admiring herself in the mirror with her costume and purse. It's hysterical. She absolutely knows she's a diva. And then one of the best videos I've seen of a bunch of animals seeing themselves in a mirror for the first time, but it's the first one I've seen of wild animals. There's a black bear seeing himself in a mirror. He ends up tearing the mirror apart. And I mean, there's a lion. And anyway, so it's a very cool video of some animals watching themselves. We got some cute Halloween costumes and so forth, great thoughts there. So check out Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and all the great posts and stuff there. Well, let's see. So now, ordinarily, I would be introducing and bringing on Help Animals India and Eileen. But yeah, I don't know. Mercury's not in retrograde, but apparently we're having a moment of challenging phone stuff. It's not that, I mean, Eileen called in, but apparently there was something wrong with the line, and Nathan's trying to get it reestablished, and that's where we're having some issues. Well, what should we do instead? I always have stuff to tell, but you know what I'm being told? Start this hour with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Well, okay, Divine Mother, that is exactly what we will do. And looking for my... I was delighted to find out that my spiritual family, Ananda, has chosen to get involved and help balance and stabilize the energy for ourselves and our country with this upcoming election. So let me read to you the plan. We'll go into part two and those details when we talk to Ananda at 11:30. At any rate, the universe is a manifestation of consciousness, and thoughts are, as Paramahansa Yogananda wisely put it, universal, not individually rooted. Our prayers, therefore, can unite with others of goodwill, creating a wave of form of peace and harmony. So we do the peace and harmony 10 times and then 3 times for our own personal selves. So here we go, 10 times. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. All right, three times with this one. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony. Peace and harmony. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. All righty then. We are good to go with peace and harmony spread around. And apparently we're good to go with the phones. So welcome back. Chief cook and bottle washer, founder, and the woman responsible for helpanimalsindia.org. And that, of course, would be Eileen Weintraub. Good morning, Eileen.
Hi, good morning, finally. I don't know what was wrong. So anyhow, here I am, and this is Help Animals India, locally in Seattle and worldwide to help animals in India and Nepal.
Yep. So you've been, how many years ago now? It's been a long time. After traveling to India and seeing the plight of the animals, how long ago did you start Help Animals India?
Well, I've been interested in Eastern religions my whole life, pretty much. And so I started helping in the mid-90s before I actually went to India, because I knew of other groups that were helping, and including Animal People, which is affiliated with animals 24/7. But that's a long story. Anyhow, I didn't go to India till 2003. And I'm also a lifetime animal rescuer here in the States. So when I went there, I said, oh, no, I have to help. And I saw people just like me trying to help the animals, the stray animals, but there were a million times more of them there. And, you know, life with street animals. So not everyone likes street animals, but India has so many of them. As you know, 35 million stray dogs on the street, but we call them community dogs. And I do want to get to a special holiday that we just had for the dogs in Nepal. So can I tell you about that?
Absolutely. We could use some good stuff.
Okay. Well, as you know, we just had Halloween.
Yeah.
And this year on the lunar calendar, the same day was a major, major holiday in India called Diwali.
Right.
Which is the Festival of Light. So some people were calling it the Halloween.
The Halloween? I know that Diwali was celebrated by, you know, Ananda, and it's celebrated around the world, but a lot of people aren't real familiar with it.
Yeah, not here. So anyhow, it's a Festival of Light, you know, since you're going into the darker time. And it's a beautiful festival. Unfortunately, a lot of the groups we help do a lot of awareness not to burn the firecrackers, because the animals and get very upset with the huge amounts of firecrackers going off all night. So it's a very joyous but loud holiday. So anyhow, in India they had Diwali, but in Nepal they have a special festival for the dog. Called Kukur Tihar. And and all the dogs are celebrated by adorning them with flower garlands around their necks and giving special food. So, of course, for the shelters, you know, it's a special day. And we wish people would care about the dogs all year round, but at least they do it that one day. And the story is that in the ancient Sanskrit epic, it's called the Mahabharata. It's a story. Uh-huh. And when the saints were going to heaven, they had a dog with them. And the saint said he was supposed to leave the dog behind to enter heaven, and he refuses. So he demonstrates his loyalty and impressed by his righteousness, the God of heaven rewards him further and, you know, allows the dog in also. So in other words, he didn't want to go into heaven unless he could take his dog.
Yeah, so, that's a wonderful story.
So that's
So,
the
a
story
special
too.
celebration in Nepal. You know, the first thing I thought of, Eileen, when you started to tell us about that is last month when we were talking to you, one of the things we were focused on wasn't horrendous flooding and so forth going on in Nepal and Kathmandu?
Yes, they about 25% of the city was flooded, and that's why we did a huge fundraiser because of the four animal shelters we helped. They were all terribly damaged with
Oh.
mudslides, so they're coming back slowly. And Nepal is kind of Kathmandu is kind of in a valley, so this has happened before, but it hasn't happened for many decades. So when the Himalayas, this glacier, too much rainfall and they flooded. But there's
There had been enough recovery, though, that they were able to do the celebration
yeah,
for
they had it.
the.
They felt like they had to do something,
Okay.
happier. And then, when there's tragedy, you want to
Absolutely. So
yeah. So anyhow,
celebrate it.
they also honor cows and crows. And it's a 5-day festival.
Oh,
So, and they give the maybe you've seen the tikka, the red mark on the forehead, that
yes.
Indian women have. Well, they'll do that to all the animals too.
Oh,
So
wow. Wow.
she liked that story. And it was in the
Yeah.
news, yeah.
Wonderful. Wonderful. You're keeping tabs, obviously, on the shelters and rescues in that area that you customarily support. And you did say that they did sustain a lot of damage and so forth with the flooding. But is recovery going well, and are they getting the help and assistance that they need?
Yeah, well, we did a big fundraiser, and we try to help as we can, and it's a little slow, but we had the flooding in this country with the hurricanes, and they had that, so
Right.
just and it's not just the flooding. The thing is, because so much of the city was damaged, that the street animals had, their places flooded. So, more rescues have to go on just for, the animals around the city. The
Gotcha.
community dogs that might have had a nice little shelter or a nice place, they lost them too. They lost it too. So, it's just slowly recovering. Thank you.
Yeah, right. Okay, well, I think now is a good time that we will stay on schedule, keep Nathan happy, take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue with Eileen and find out what else is going on in India and what she wants to share with us and what they can use our help with and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues more with Help Animals India and Eileen straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Ready to shake things up? Try Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Whispering Dragon, Jude Ponton, our premier sound healers available. She has openings for new clients and would love to work with you. I don't know what I'd do without her in terms of keeping my physical body in balance. And I just love the sound healing, the chiropractic, and the acutonics is so powerful. being in the healing room, the gong room, as I call it, is really special. But she can work with you in person or remotely. So check out Whispering Dragon, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. And then if you do need help with your dog friends, if they're out of control, you got behavior issues going on, that's what I do. I'm a behavior therapist and trainer, work with people. Usually only takes once to teach them everything they need to know to understand their dogs and get problems under control. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know need help with their dogs, please write down my number I'm about to give you and pass it out, because you can tell them I'll talk to them for free on the phone. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And then we heard from our wonderful New Pro supplements, and I saved this one last to talk to about for a reason. They make great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, and their dog supplements, phenomenal for skin and hair coat. It comes in a hip and joint formula, and if you got a shedding breed of dog and you want to keep the hair on them and not on your floor, Nupro dog supplement is fantastic. And I always say the best cat vitamins on the planet, those cats just love them, they're called Nupro Nuggets. And the reason I saved it for last, because if I'm not mistaken, I think Eileen told me last time we talked that she finally got some new Pro Nuggets for her kitties. So that's what I want to find out. So welcome back to Animal World, Eileen, Help Animals India. Hey, Eileen, am I remembering correctly? Did you get some new Pro Nuggets for your kitties?
Well, I don't just add that to the cat food. I add little chopped up lettuce and some pumpkin and all sorts of things.
But have you found the new Pro Nuggets? Do your kitties like them?
Yeah, they're fine with it.
So wonderful.
It's a very nice supplement. So thank you. And I
all right. So check them out, newprosupplements.com online. You can learn all about the supplements. And if you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. So anyway, we are in the middle of a conversation with Eileen from Help Animals India. And boy, there are all kinds of animals that need help over there. So what's next on our list, Eileen? What do we need to talk about?
Well, we love talking about the elephants.
Oh, yeah.
I did mention about the new robotic elephant before, but I'd like to give more about that.
Yeah, please do, because I'm fascinated with that. You posted a picture of one after we talked last month. They look so neat.
Yeah.
So tell us what this is all about.
Okay. Well, there's a lot of elephants in the temples still in India, and because they represent the god Ganesh. And that's a tradition, and we're trying to change that tradition because these elephants are not the happiest.
Right. Well, they keep the elephants. Eileen, don't the elephants are in the temple because, you know, the Ganesh is the elephant god. But they keep the elephants in the temple because don't they have little rituals where they have the elephants do a blessing on the people?
Yes.
So that's what it's all about, is this blessing by the elephants. But it doesn't serve the elephants.
No. So there's still about 450 elephants. In the temples. These are mostly in the southern states.
Wow, I know 450 are still in temples? Oh my gosh. You need a big sanctuary for that, Eileen.
Well, you know, this is slowly changing. Now, for the first time, they had sponsored an elephant by the group we help, and to a festival. So the festival, which usually have a live elephant in the parade, the same way we might have parades here, you know, with horses and things like that. So they would usually have a live elephant. And for the first time, this is not a flesh and blood elephant, but a robotic one. And
wow.
It's gone out of the way to give this one. This one is 7 feet tall with moving eyes, swishing tail, flapping ears, and lifelike appearance. And so they successfully stopped the hiring of a real elephant for this year's parade. And it'll be very exciting to see the public response. And so the group we helped paid for all the transport and logistics to popularize their presence and to see if more and more can be injected into local functions. So people, the tradition of using live elephants is still strong, whereby the elephants suffer greatly, but organizers make a lot of money and people gape at the majestic creature. But small but significant steps maybe help to turn the tide. So three very big temples have already ordered the robotic elephant.
Yay!
So they're waiting for the word to be spread. And, you know, so may all elephants live in a sanctuary protected, because unfortunately the wild is not really the safest place for them either, you know, in a very, very crowded country. I think elephants in Africa have a better deal, even though they might get poached, but there's more space for them in Africa. India's elephants are really being crowded out in the wild because, you know, farmers don't want them running through their crops, so you have electrified fences, and then they get killed on the train tracks. You have to have special, you know, barriers for them crossing. So the future for India's elephants is not that good. It's only about 2,000 of them still in the wild. So the only solution is really for these sanctuaries where they have acres and acres to roam and interact. And, you know, so that's what we help fund.
It certainly, you know, when I first heard you first talking about the robotic elephant, and I hadn't seen anything yet, you know, I thought, that sounds kind of hokey. But then you posted, you know, pictures of this one. And I was blown away at how neat it is. I mean, because it's like big and life size, and it looked really neat. And I'm trying to remember, do you have the pictures of the robotic elephant on the helpanimalsindia.org website, or is it on your Facebook page? Is there some place we can send people that haven't seen the robotic elephants yet?
Yeah, we did it. I'll send you something.
again.
Okay, and then maybe I can post it up on the Animal
right.
World.
Yeah, but I mean, so, you know, it's just like, you know, think of Disneyland, right? You know.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah. I was just really impressed, Eileen, with what, you know, the creation here, because it wasn't like a hokey mechanical elephant. It was one that I think people could really get into and excited about. And that seemed to kind of be the energy of what you posted, that so far it was becoming popular with
the
people.
Yeah, the kids love it. And so it's just more of a joyous,
How great would that be if eventually those 450 elephants in the temples could be replaced by the robotic elephants? And yeah. And then perhaps we more have more sanctuaries around India, because like Eileen said, the Indian elephants in the wild are running out of space and habitat and all of that. So it's going to be an ongoing project for sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of places.
And then it's you have one elephant rescue sanctuary that you are most aligned with that you help. Is that right?
Yes. And, you know, we're the major supporter along with the Forest Department, who also.
And how many elephants have you got at the sanctuary now?
Six.
Six elephants.
One passed away. And there's a couple on, you know, on the list. So I don't have any news right now.
Okay. But can the rescue handle more elephants than six?
Yeah, they can handle a few more. But it's a very complex project, you know, just like, you know, getting our, you know, the elephants out of the zoo here, all the problems that people have, you know, getting them to sanctuary, it's also the same for India. So
yeah, they are just such an intelligent, incredible species, and family is so important to them, and we have so abused these animals for so long. It would be really nice to see them all
in a comfortable place. It's a joy to see them and see them able to run around and, you know, get the, you know, a bath instead of a real bath instead of just being hosed down, and not to have to stand on concrete floors and to interact with their other elephant friends. Because, you know, it's a matriarchal society, so they, the females do like to be together like that.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, thank you thank Help Animals India for helping the elephants that you can. So what else is on our list of things we need to catch up on or talk about?
Well, it was quite a week, and of course the week is only continuing with our election day, but to say the least. But November 1st was also World Vegan Day.
Ah.
And what are we at, November 3rd now? So Mark Johnson, our board member, my husband, was mentioning that I should talk about that. I did go to Nepal to the Himalayan Vegan Festival and gave some talks there. So,
that was when your trip over there, wasn't
yeah.
it? I remember
yeah.
that, seeing the photographs and all of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a vegan fest. I'd forgotten about that, but you're right. I remember that you did that.
Yeah, so I had the honor of talking to the different religious places, and just, you know, to promote that, because some of the places are vegetarian, but they're not vegan, and that leaves a lot of leftover unwanted male calves, and, you know, they're just wandering around helplessly. So it's not a very balanced society that way. And so we just want to promote, you know, less of factory farming, of course, and just to, you know, leave animals be as much as we can, and, you know, because there's so many wonderful alternatives for humans to eat. So I did give those talks there, and so I just want to say happy World Vegan Day.
Happy World Vegan Day. Well, and the subject may come up a little bit again when we're talking to Merritt and Beth and animals24-7.org. One of one of the things I'll kind of tease you all with, subjects that Merritt and Beth have covered so nicely, is the presidential election and who's going to be the best for animals, and what are the candidates' records on supporting animals and issues. Boy, have they got to a lot to report. But what I'll just tease you with is that Merritt's not happy with some of the powers that be in the vegan community right now. He's got a bone to pick, so to speak.
Oh, well, maybe is that right? This first one has had a bone to pick about anything?
No, he'd always, there's stuff, but with the vegan powers that be has to do with preferences in the election and candidates and their stance on animals and so forth. So if you want to know what that's all about, folks, you have to stay with me and be here when we talk to animals24-7.org.
Isn't there another saying than bone to pick? I think we have been replacing some of these things. So I would just like to remind everyone, instead of kill two birds with one stone, we can use feed two birds with one scone.
So. That's a good one. Feed two birds with one scone. Okay. Yeah. I like that.
People are still using these, you know, out of date.
So have you got one to replace a bone to pick? Did you say?
No, I don't, but I could look it up because we have.
We need a new one for that because that was occurring to me. We ought to have a better saying than this.
Yeah. Getting back to helping India's animals. So even though they had the flooding in Nepal, they're still having a monsoon in India. So some of these places are very challenging, you know, when it's raining so hard, you know, to help the street animals. So that goes in, you know, day in and day out. And I really don't share the kind of gruesome photos I get every day you know, the suffering of the animals and the fact that we want to help them, but we want to help the rescuers, you know, who are just so astounded that people care what they're doing worldwide.
Wow.
You know? And this incredible world we live in now, where we can help them, you know, and the news is very distressing, but, you know, there's also so much good that can be done. And so that's what we're doing day in and day out to help them as much as we can.
And it's just wonderful that, you know, your organization, the Help Animals India, is able to spread the wealth around, so to speak. You aren't just helping one particular type of animal or one particular rescue or sanctuary. You help all kinds of different organizations and different animals. You're truly able to spread your ability to help and support around, and I really, really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. The animal groups in India are more like the shelter we have here called PAWS, north of Seattle. And, you know, they'll help all the animals, including wildlife, which is very unusual. And, we do have some of the groups just help cats and some of the groups just help wildlife. But mostly each group will help all the animals as they can.
A lot of help is needed because it sounds like monsoon season continues over there, so they're not done with the flooding and the bad weather.
And getting money to India is not easy. So they have all their government protocols, but we know how to. We know how to give them the money, and, you know, it goes very far, and the dollar is very strong still, stronger than ever. So basically, the donations can do 10 times the good over there. Not to say that helping animals here is much more expensive, but so everyone here needs the money too, of course. But, you know, we can also help over there and do 10 times as much good that way.
Yeah, so it's real important, folks, that you get on the website, helpanimalsindia.org. You got to go there, check it out. It's one of the best websites I've ever seen. Eileen has just done a spectacular job. And, you know, the photographs, the stories, and all of that. And it's real easy to just sign up for the newsletter. And Eileen doesn't bombard you with tons of emails, but puts out one of the best email newsletters I've seen, too, in terms of the photographs and the stories and the details. Really wonderful to help you keep up with what's going on with the animals in India. And it also would be wonderful for you to donate what you can to the cause, even if it's $5. Any amount helps. And I know I always feel good because I've set up an automatic monthly donation. And if I can do it, anybody can do it, because you know I'm technically challenged. And well, I always feel so good when the receipt comes through. And I say, oh, I helped the animals in India.
Thank you, Martha. Yeah. $5 is 400 rupees. How about that?
Wow, 400 rupees. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot. And even more in Nepal, let's see. It's about... 500 rupees in Nepal. So there you go.
Wow, that's a lot. All right, so I hope you support them. Another thing that we need to touch base on, Eileen brought to my attention this last week that there was a big cat event here. See Meow?
The Meow Con, named Meow after Con. Like Comic Con.
And it was down at Seattle Center, wasn't it? Were you able to make it to that event yesterday?
No, I didn't, but it's still on today. If anyone wants to go down there, just look up MeowCon. I think it's all day today also.
And yeah, it's called MeowCon, and I think it's in the exhibition hall.
Yeah,
and it looked like, from what you said, that they have lots of speakers. And the neat thing that Eileen was wanting to see, and the kind of what I like to do at those events, didn't you say there was like a lot of vendors, 90 vendors, did you say?
90 vendors, and that includes about 7 or maybe 10 cat rescue groups.
Wow.
So, you know, it's overwhelming for me because, you know, I'm trying to help the cats in India and Nepal. We have a group called Kathmandu Lovers in Nepal.
Ooh.
And a group called Catitude in India. And I think I've mentioned to you before how behind the times they are, where the vets don't even get training to do cat spay neuter. So we have to have special training camps. So they learn that, because keeping cats as pets is relatively new for India. They weren't, most people have dogs, if they can have a dog, and cats were just kind of free roaming and suffering. So we're trying to do something about that. So we've done many, thousands of spay neuters in India and Nepal. They're very proud of that. And just trying
to... It was kind of shocking to find out, though, that veterinarians educated in India weren't taught how to spay cats.
Barely did the dogs. They were just mostly for the government authorities would mostly train the vets to help the cows and the farmers. And that's how it was here in this country, maybe 100 years ago. So it's just behind the times that way. But it's, people are learning and slowly gaining more consciousness to care. It's not that they don't care, just that they're overwhelmed.
Right.
You know, if we had puppies in our streets the way we have pigeons.
Can you imagine that, folks? I mean, Eileen, I thought it was 33, but she said today 35 million street dogs. Can you imagine that? That's a good comparison, though, Eileen, when you say it's like if our pigeons were dogs.
Yeah.
That could you kind of get an idea of, my gosh, how overwhelming it is.
And some of us, if we see an injured pigeon, some of us wouldn't run out and try to help a pigeon. But, most people wouldn't care. So that's how it is with, the dogs. And,
well, we're fortunate to have Eileen and Help Animals India. So, folks, get on the website, helpanimalsindia.org, sign up for the newsletter, and if you've got, a few bucks to donate, remember, $5 is 400 or 500 rupees in India. Well, that's a lot. It goes a long way. So
the newsletter is only every other month when I can get it together.
Yeah, yeah, and
really
it's excellent.
It cheers me up
excellent.
To see anyone local sign up. So thank you so much, everybody.
All righty, Eileen. I hope you have as calm a next few days as peaceful as you can be, and hoping for good news for the animals come Tuesday and beyond. And we'll talk more about that.
Yeah, one of the groups I know is just having a meditation Tuesday night.
Well, yeah, Ananda, I'm just so pleased they've got what they're going. We'll be talking about that with Nancy at 11:30. But they're all day during the election and late afternoon from 5 to 7 at the temple, or you can stream it. The peace and harmony prayers, rituals, and meditations going on at Ananda and are very, very helpful. So we'll be talking more about that next hour.
Okay.
Anyway, Eileen, thanks so much for all the great work that you do. And we will look forward to talking to you again. I can't believe it, but the first Sunday of December.
Right. Well, let's hope for a better time.
All righty. God bless.
Thank you, Martha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We got to take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and do a quick current event. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Minahan, inviting you to join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, November 3 at 1 p.m., looking at the Scorpio moon phases with kaleidoscope visions. This November, Mars activated in nourishing Cancer opposes Pluto in goal manifesting Capricorn, till Pluto emerges in community Aquarius opposite Mars in leadership Leo. Come journey with us, Talk Cosmos, this Sunday, November 3, 1 p.m. Pacific Time on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
There's a reason they invented the internet. It's called 1150kknw.com.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from Linda Rasmussen, our wonderful best and energy codes practitioner. And she and Brother Dr. Nils will be with us next Sunday. It's our healing show of the month. And so mark your calendars, Dr. Nils and Linda, next Sunday, and you can call in for your free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And Linda continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call her. And this would be for human animals. And you can work with her out of her at her office in the Interspace facility in the old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone. But even if she's done done a session with you on the air, that doesn't count. She'll still give you a free session off the air. All you have to do is call or text her at the number I'm about to give you. But it's Linda Rasmussen. You can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. Verticalenergyworldwide.com. Call or text her at this number if you'd like a free introductory session. The number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. Okay, then. Oh, and if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty. So it is time for current events. Okay, we'll get to what's on the official current events list shortly. But I'm delighted to say, Nathan, my intuition is working, and Diane, I got your message. Because I don't often remember to check Animal World email. So when I say it's sending me an email, but something said during this last break, check Animal World email. I did, and thank goodness I did. So our wonderful Diane in Bellevue sent in this email. I'm going to read it to you. Hi, Martha and team. That'd be you, Nathan. It's Martha and Nathan. She said, we're on the you gotta vote, your vote counts. Here she says, I would suggest that folks use the quote track my vote online option. And I'm gonna say, Nathan, I've never done that, but I did it this year. And it's very easy to do. Even me, technically challenged Martha, can do it. And I found out that my vote had been registered and all of that and everything was cool. But listen to this from Diane. She said, I've never done this before, but my intuition told me to try it this year. Good for you, Diane. Good thing I followed through. The site said they could not verify my signature. What? And my vote would not be counted. They do have a way to fix your signature verification on the site, so I did that. A message popped up to check in 2 to 3 days to verify my ballot status. Also, there's a phone number on the site to call. Thanks for another great show. Hugs to all, Diane. But yeah, so that's... Nathan, I know you said you voted. Did you go online and check to make sure your vote has been counted?
No, and I always look at the ballot, and they always say when you're putting your signature to optional, put your phone number or email in case there's an issue with your signature. I've always gone with that option, and so that's, you know, since it's an optional thing, then you should, you know, go to that website and check on it. And even with me putting down that information as well, I think it would be a good idea for myself to also go. Well,
I always put my phone number on my ballot, like you said, in that line. It's on the back of the ballot. You sign it and date it, and then you can put in your phone number. And I put in my phone number. But this year, I felt like I needed to check and make sure my ballot had been picked up and counted. And everything was fine with mine, but Diane did the same thing and found out they couldn't verify her signature. So I guess... Excuse me, I heard some people talking about it on the radio the other day saying, that some people don't always sign their name the same way. So you kind of should remember how what you sign your signature looks like on your driver's license and stuff so that you sign the same way.
It's not that squiggly line you put on your restaurant receipts.
Right. You got to make sure that it matches up to your official signature. And that's why you ought to check, because Diane found out that they wouldn't verify her signature. And so she had to fix that. But you can do that. So I think I just searched something online saying, how do I check on my vote or something?
And yeah, that's then, something that Diane, if you could, to let us know what that website is. I don't, of course, have my ballot or anything like that to check on it. And
well, now she put in quote, here's what she said. I would suggest that folks use the quote track my vote unquote online option. So maybe if you search track my vote, that will come up. But Diane, if you're listening, if you could you send us another email with the email address or whatever the link was that you used to check your vote. And Nathan, if you can keep an eye on the mail, you can let us know.
Yeah,
that comes through.
She makes it sound like if you still have your ballot, you can see what that information is on that little probably envelope you put it on, where you're
right.
Close to where you put your signature. And of course, mine's already in the
Dropbox
a long time ago. So
yeah,
I'm not
going
to go over there and, you know, try to retrieve
it.
I
know that when I checked Nathan, I didn't look at my ballot or anything like that. I'd already turned mine in and, you know, and my stuff was recycled. But it was very easy. And I don't remember what I searched, but it was real easy for me to be able to do it. But I think y'all need to check on your ballots because Diane did and found out there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our votes count.
Since we vote at the state level, then it's something unique for each state. So if you're going to be doing a Google search, you'd probably want to do like King County or Washington State, track my vote online.
Yeah.
Something like that.
All right. So I'm going to do a quick current events here before we run out of time. Let's see. Seattle Humane has got the most stuff here. Mark your calendars. Tuxes and Tales 2025 will be May 17th at the Fremont Studios. More details to come next year. All right. Here we got the new stuff. Wiggle and Wag Storytime, Saturday, November 9th. And that'll be 2 to 3 p.m. for 3 to 7-year-olds. $20 per family. Workshop for young teens, Monday, November 11th, 8:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., grades 6 through 8, that's $145. Then pet first aid and disaster response, Saturday, November 16th, 1 to 4:30, copy of book included, that's $125. So that's all seattlehumane.org. Or Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Click on current events for more details. And that pretty much covers everything other than to let you know that next week is our healing show. Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen here with us, and we'll take your phone calls and together they'll help you or your animal friends with emotional, behavioral, and physical issues. So mark your calendars, plan to be here, and call in. Alrighty, so that pretty much that wraps up current events. And do we hear anything from Diane?
I actually did a quick Google search.
Okay, found the website myvoterinformation.com/King County.
So what you do to get to there is on a Google search or something like that would probably be the easiest way, and just type in, well, for me, since I'm in King County, I know we have some people in Pierce County or other ones, but
Snohomish County. That's the most important county because that's where I live.
Whatever county you're in, but this one worked for me being in King County. I typed in King County, track my ballot. And that brought me to, for those of you that are in King County, it's info.kingcounty.gov. And then, of course, you get all the extra URL
so
stuff.
So you could probably do info@snohomishcounty.gov anyway, you just searched county and track my ballot.
Yes, whatever county you're
vote.
In. Yep. And if you're in Snohomish County, I did Snohomish County track my ballot. And also that one popped up in the first one. And yours is actually snohomishcountywa.gov. And
okay,
then
a little
the
bit
URL extends and stuff like that. But
okay,
yeah.
But just know it's very, very easy to check your vote online. And even though you voted this year, you got to check to make sure they didn't toss it for some reason. Diane found out by checking. So check your vote online. Vote and check your vote online. All righty. We are wrapping up hour number two, getting ready to crank up the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required as we get our exercise, some energy going up for the day and the week. And it gives us an opportunity to send love all over the country and the world, you know, everywhere it's needed. And Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And when we're done love training, then we get to talk to Beth and Merritt Clifton.
Can I say one more thing about an even better place to get your vote tracked?
Go ahead.
It's a voter.votewa.gov.
Say it again.
Voter.votewa.gov.
Yeah, well, let's make it a little more complicated.
But that's people. A complete Washington state rather than just being individual for each county.
One more time.
Voter.votewa.gov.
Excellent. All right. Vote and check on your vote. All righty. I now energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And that's coming right now. Here we go. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animals24-7.org. Our next, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.